speaking about things they've seen on the TV, speaking about things insensibly. They're watching rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to podcast number 51 from http://watchwithmothers.net. My name's Swine, said hello to you, and I'm here with Napoleon.
Hello there.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm okay, thank you very much. I've broken my toe.
Is it definitely broken?
Have you heard that? It is, yes, sir. It's been confirmed by the NHS, the National Health Service, that is, for Americans listening.
Which toe is it?
It's the one on my right foot next to my little toe.
Does that toe have a name?
Norman?
Let's call it Norman. So is Norman, is he wearing a splint at the moment?
No, it's not. Essentially, the doctor said, there's nothing we can do. I'm very sorry about that. It's just one of those things. You're going to have to spend 4 to 6 weeks with your foot up, not doing much. It'll be a bit sore and then it'll go all knobbly.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't put a splint on, it's going to grow back bent, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you just said there's nothing we do for toes, really. You're just going to have to put up with it. So there you go. So unfortunately, I'm afraid I can't do this week's live breakdancing and body popping performance. So I'm afraid you're going to have to do it.
Well, that's all right. I practice every night anyway.
Okay. So I mean, if I supply if I supply this week's music, can you get into position? Are you already there?
Yes, that's absolutely, totally no problem.
Okay, what are you doing first? Are you doing the breakdancing or are you doing the body popping?
I'm currently body popping.
Well, don't start yet. I've not started the music, have I? I haven't got the tape. Let me get the tape sorted.
I was just warming up.
Right, well, are you in position to do your body popping?
Yeah, let me just light a fag, hang on.
Okay, all right.
Right, I'm ready.
Right, 3, 2, 1, bow, 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 ba da, bow, 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 ba da, bow, 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 bow. Are you doing it?
Yeah, did you see that one? That was a good one.
That was nice. Bow, 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 bow. Do dum 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 dum. How's it going?
Yeah, I just hurt my ankle a bit. I can carry on though.
Okay, lovely. Dum 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 dum. What? What have you done?
No, it's no good.
Why? What? What's happened?
I've broken Norman.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I'm only a quarter of an hour. A quarter of a minute through Harold Faltermeyer's finest song.
Well, we'd better go on with the podcast. What have we got planned for today?
News!
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chanders. It's Watch With Mothers. It's Watch With Mothers.
Okay, the first item on the agenda today is from the Walford side of town. And last night, which was, what day is it today?
It's Tuesday today.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
So on Tuesday night, Cat Alfie, which is their combined name for Cat and Alfie, returned to the square. And
well, I mean, to correct you there, actually, Cat actually turned up last Friday and was in all of Monday's episode. And it was the Alfie part of Cat Alfie that turned up yesterday.
Yeah, but the combination of the two is Cat Alfie, and that first manifested yesterday.
All right, fair enough.
I stand corrected.
All right?
Right, well, I've run out of steam now.
Right, well, anyway, to fill people in, Cat Slater, or Cat Moon, as she's now known, and Alfie Moon, who you might guess is her husband, turned up on the square yesterday, the square of EastEnders land. And, well, for me, I'm quite pleased. Are you pleased?
I was pleased about the news, but in reality, it's a bit of a damp squib for me, personally.
Was it? Well, not even their amusing arguments. I was quite pleased. Alfie's one of my favourite EastEnders characters of all time ever, so I'm quite pleased to see him back.
Yeah, I was pleased to see Alfie back. Obviously, that was always a strange thing, welcoming Shane Ritchie into your heart after he turned out to be such a bad egg in real life. But
I know, yeah. He did, I think, to fill people in, he left EastEnders, didn't he? and then, well, disappeared up his own arse, really. He funded, I think, fully funded a film, which he thought was going to be the greatest thing in the world,
yeah,
and
Shoreditch.
That practically bankrupted him. Shoreditch, was that what it was called?
It was called Shoreditch, yeah.
Right, what happened in that?
I'm not sure, I think there was a ditch in it.
Did it have hard man Jason Statham in it?
Oh, it probably had that lot. It was a Brit flick.
Oh, right, so it would have had Martin McWilliams.
Martini McCutcheons, yeah.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, Matt Smiths.
Who else is British? Robin Hood, he would have been in it, wouldn't he?
Undoubtedly. Brian Blessed.
And King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. And Noel Edmonds.
He was in it, yeah.
Noel Edmonds was in it.
So, yeah, but I meant before that, because he was a insufferable arsehole before that, wasn't he? Before
was
EastEnders,
he?
Yeah.
Was he? I thought he was all right.
No, he used to do game shows and he was just this horrible, greasy man. But then you put him in the shoes of Alfie Moon and a big change comes.
He was a great character. Originally, when Alfie turned up, he turned up with Nana Moon. Hello, Alfie. And his stupid brother, Spencer, who, I think, if I remember rightly, didn't like the limelight, so left EastEnders quite early on, didn't he? Because he wasn't too keen. He wasn't too keen on being famous.
What, the actor?
Yeah.
He did a fair bit of reality stuff after, didn't he?
Did he? So he wasn't that bothered about being famous.
Well, it's probably a fiscal decision, I imagine.
Yeah, right, one of these... you see, I've never understood that. Now, if you're in one of the nation's favourite soaps, and the top two, of course, are EastEnders and Hollyoaks...
Yeah.
I think we'll both agree on that. If you're in one of those top two, why on earth would you voluntarily leave them? For me, I'd be kicking and screaming to stay on, like Ken Barlow or Ian Beale.
Yeah, I think most of them are. I think I don't think Minty left without a fight.
No, I think, wasn't there a new fella's come in and he said, right, we're getting rid of you lot, you've been in there for too long, off you go.
Yeah, his name is Brian Kirkwood, if you want to send any hate mail his
way. Right, well, yeah, Mr. Brian Kirkwood, you're wrong, you've got rid of Minty, you didn't even give him a decent send-off. Minty left yesterday and he didn't even get the lovely ding, 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 did he?
No, I was expecting that and it was 25 minutes gone. I was thinking, hang on, they're ending a bit earlier.
Yeah, hold up.
And then he just wandered off past a burnt-out Vic, and it was almost like we had to fill in the gaps ourselves.
Yeah, I wasn't pleased about that. Minty must have been in the show for what? Ooh.
Ooh.
8 years.
I'd say at least 15.
Ooh. Eight to 15 years, but probably 8 years.
You get accuracy on this podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, 8 years, after 8 years, when even, who's had a piano, lilting piano send-off?
I imagine Ethel did.
Ethel definitely did, but let's face it, Ethel was quite special, wasn't she, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out when he arrived.
My little Willie!
2002, 8 years.
8 years. Would you like to keep hold of my little Willie while I go to the toilet?
Yeah, she got a special piano send-off.
She was murthered. She was murthered by Dot, wasn't she? I'm hoping for a repetition of that, at one stage Peggy comes back as a dribbling old lady and Pat murders her.
Right, you're hoping for that?
Yeah, I'm hoping for that, yeah. You're probably talking 10 years down the line.
Right. So, yeah, anyway, Brian Kirkwood axed Minty. I bet Minty...
Bastard!
...laid him out flat on his way out.
I bet he did. I hope he did. Walk past the Queen Vic, walk down Market Street, past the railway thing, out into... Where's the film?
Elmstree Studios.
Elmstree's. Right, well, he walked out there into Elmstree's Studios, past the Holby City people... to Brian Kirkwood's office, which is probably down the road from, what's it, Elmstree's, the Bolting Brothers and Amarora people. Christopher Lee, he probably went past Christopher Lee and went to Brian Kirkwood's office and went, you bastard, and hit him.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened. Catalfi.
Catalfi, yes, are you glad to see them back?
Well, I wasn't happy about the way they came back with this whole convoluted backstory that I, with a failing memory, am expected to understand. And I'm just not sure I'm going to be able to come to terms with what's exactly going on in their convoluted narrative.
Well, I was a bit miffed that they weren't together. I thought, you know, seeing as they drove off into the sunset last time, it would have been nice if they'd just come back and been together as a couple.
Well, yeah, I mean, their whole storyline in the first place was will they, won't they? And now they did. We didn't get to see any of the did. And now they're back to don't.
So will they, won't they? And then no doubt, the answer will be, yeah, they will, won't they? Won't they?
They will, yeah. No, they won't.
Won't they?
No.
Will they?
I got this hideous diarrhea. I've got it out of my anus. I'd rather be greedy. Watch with others. But I've got this diarrhea. It really needs to.
The next news story. The next news story for you today.
Should I do that again? While you read out the news?
Yeah, you can do that if you
want. Okay, right, what? 3, 2, 1.
And the next news story for today. Listen. Fuck you.
Sorry, carry on. Etc. You'd read it now. I can't be arsed with that.
The next news story for today, listeners, is that Christopher Evans, who you may remember from Don't Forget Your Toothbrush...
From off of the 90s?
Yes, the one with the glasses and the red, fiery
the ginger hair.
Can you say ginger these days?
Yes, because that's the colour of it.
Christopher Evans, off of the 90s, slams Daybreak.
This is the Daybreak starring the lovely Christine Bleakley and the not-so-lovely Adrian Childs.
It is, who defected to ITV over the news that Chris Evans would be taking over the Friday episode.
And they weren't lying.
They weren't lying, it's happened, and it's terrible.
It is rubbish. I preferred the special Friday ones they did, where they were an hour long, and they were presented by the lovely Christine Bleakley and the not-so-lovely Adrian Childs.
Yeah, so why they had to change it, nobody knows,
well,
but they did.
I think this. Sometimes with TV people, they think, oh, we need a big name. You know, even though the one show has been unbelievably successful, considering it's Pebble Mill at one, you know, but at night time, it's been phenomenally successful, hasn't it, as a show. So, yeah, they think to themselves, hey, this has been a big success. I wonder if we threw in a big name from off of radio and TV, if it'd be an even bigger success. Problem was, they never bothered telling Adrian Childs about this.
What, have you got an inside track on this?
Yeah, I know all about this, mate. They didn't tell him, he got annoyed, he ended up leaving, and then Christine, as you pointed out on TV Pixie, which I think is off of the internet, isn't it?
It's somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, Christine can't bear to present television programmes with anybody but Adrian Childs, so she jumped ship, and you're left with some Welsh woman. I don't even know her name.
Alex Jones. I'd be surprised if she can
remember
her
name. That's a man's name.
She's a little bit... I don't mean to be cruel, but she's a bit...
rubbish?
Well, she doesn't... She seems a bit vacant.
She is a bit vacant. She's a bit stupid. No, you can't say that. She's not stupid. She's probably a very intelligent woman. She just comes across as a bit stupid.
If you put me in front of a camera, I'm pretty sure I'd come across as vacant as well.
Well, yeah, but you are vacant.
I'm not vacant.
Yeah, you are, though. I mean, you know, you're not all there, you.
What's that meant to me?
Well, you know, you're a bit sort of man of the mountains, aren't you?
What's a man of the mountain?
Oh, he's the man of the mountain. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
I could imagine you there on a mountain, staring into space, minding your own business. You know what I mean?
Is this?
You're the man of the mountain.
Is that a popular put-down, the man of the mountain?
You are, yes it is. It's very popular, especially off of America. Our American listeners, of which we have at least two, well, instantly recognise it when I accuse you of being a man of the mountain.
Right, OK. Well, I dispute the fact I'm a man of the mountain.
Well, you are.
I'm not a man of the mountain.
You are a man of the mountain.
Chris Evans has slammed Daybreak sensationally. So, yeah, anyway, Childs, Bleakley, are you thinking of them? Are they
yes,
in your mind?
They are in my mind, they're there.
Right, imagine them being all pissed off at Christopher Evans.
Right.
Now... They've been offered a contract.
Hold on. Right, I've imagined that. Yeah, I'm there.
Right, okay. So, then ITV, a fat cat from ITV.
One of them had guns.
A chubby pussy.
Right, well, hey.
Right, so he's come up to Bleakley and Childs and he said, all right, come over here, do a job for us, it'll be better. Right, they do that.
I'm there.
GMTV goes off air, Daybreak comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Viewing figures plummet for the first week, which is bound to happen, to be honest.
It is, because you've got your GMTV lovers.
Yeah.
Who, I'm not watching this.
Exactly.
Like with me, Rise and The Big Breakfast.
Oh, I feel for that one as well. I hated Rise.
I would not watch Rise because they'd got rid of The Big Breakfast.
There are only two reasons to watch Rise.
Right, anyway, carry on with your whatever this is.
So viewing figures take a bit of a tumble, and Evans jumps in on this.
Right.
What was it he said? Do you want me to find out
what
he said?
Yes, I'm still listening.
Are you interested?
I'm not really listening.
Right. Should we talk about something else?
No, to sum it up, listeners, Chris Evans has had a go at Daybreak, hasn't he?
Yes, though
he systematically managed to spoil the one show on Fridays by making it into a kind of shit version of TFI Friday, whatever it was called, which was in itself a bit shit.
Yeah, so basically he's just slagging people he shouldn't be slagging because he's in a glass house,
and
right?
He's throwing stones around.
Yeah, he's got some stones and he's throwing them.
Exactly. No, I agree. I don't like the Friday version of the one show. I much prefer the other. I don't like the Welsh woman. I don't mind Jason Manford. He's all right.
Yeah, except his name's Jason.
Yeah, but, well, we all have our crosses to bear.
Well, I'm a man of the mountains, apparently.
You are a man of the mountain.
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy signs of Watch With Mothers. Here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep, or perhaps masturbate into a cup. Watch With Mothers.
And on to news story. Do you want to do the bub-bub-bub-bub?
Yeah, I can do that. There now follows an important news announcement from that swine's head from off of down there in that London.
And our next story is Jamie and Jules Oliver present son Buddy Bear Morris to the world.
Is that it?
Yeah, to decode that, Jamie Oliver's had a new baby boy to add to his growing collection of ridiculously named children, and he's called it Buddy Bear Morris Oliver.
Oh, he's getting as bad as Bob Geldof and that woman Bob Geldof married. What was her name?
Paula Abdul.
Yeah, when he married her, and they had, who did they have? They had Peaches, Trixabel, Jingle Jangle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what was the other one? Peaches, Foxy, Swedish, Bojangles.
Foxy Loxy.
Lamb Tika.
Roman soldier,
Begonia
and,
curry,
and Bernard beef burgers. Oh blimeys! I don't know. They're stupid names anyway. And we thought we'd seen the end of that because look how that lot turned out in the end. That brood.
Well, yeah, not very well, but
no. I mean, I could see that coming from, well, at least 18 years ago when he first started naming his children ridiculous names. And yeah, Jamie Oliver's done a very similar thing. Who's he got? Flopsy, Mopsy.
I've got a list
Barney
here.
McGrew.
I've got the,
go on.
I've got the lots. We've got Poppy Honey.
Bang.
Poppy Honey Oliver.
Bang. No, that's the same one.
Yeah. Daisy.
I did a superfluous bang there.
Should we start again?
Right, go on. Right. Number one.
Poppy Honey Oliver.
Bang. Number two.
Daisy Boo Oliver.
Bang.
Petal.
Number three.
Ooh, sorry. Should we start again?
Number one. No, hang on. Number one.
Poppy Honey Oliver.
Bang. Number two.
Daisy Boo Oliver.
Bang. Number three.
Petal Blossom Rainbow Oliver.
Jesus. Bang. And number four.
Buddy Bear Morris Oliver.
Bang, 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 bang. I mean, this is what I mean. Where's he getting these names from?
I don't know. And it's not only
who's
that
called Buddy Bear? Buddy Bear?
Buddy Bear. Where does Bear come from?
I have no idea. I mean, that sounds like a CB radio call handle. You know, breaker, breaker, buddy. Good buddy. This is Buddy Bear. I've got a Smokey on my tail. 10-4. Over.
I'm sure there was an 80s cartoon by Mattel called Buddy Bear, wasn't there?
Well, I'm the Buddy Bear. Living buddy words with my buddy friends. Mr. Bloody Bugger.
Well, maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he's got his eyes on the prize, and in the future he's hoping to have an animated series featuring his son as a cartoon bear.
What is wrong with George or James or Simon or Gordon? No, not Gordon. You know what I mean?
Imagine, right? Imagine this.
All the people?
No, it's not a song. I'm not kicking into
living
it.
Living life in peace.
Imagine.
Ooh. Yeah, go on.
The stork arrives on your doorstep with a new baby boy, and you say to him, so what am I...
He said, hey, here's your... Well, shall I be the stork?
Yeah, go on then.
Who are you being?
No, I'm the stork.
So I'm Jamie Oliver?
No, you're you. I'm posing a hypothetical stork question to you.
All right, I'll do an impression of me. Hang on.
Oh, I say...
That does...
Well, I wonder what's going to happen today.
That sounds nothing. Are you German?
What do you mean I'm a German? That's an impression. It's me doing an impression of myself. All right, hang on.
Oh, I say, I wonder who that could be at the door.
Ding dong.
Is it Brian Blessed?
No, it's me, the stork, and I have a new baby boy for you.
From off of Stork Margarines?
Yes, that's the one.
Hello?
You'll have to sign for this, but...
Can I have some free margarine?
Will you stop interrupting, please?
Sorry?
I need you to sign for this, but first you need to tell me the name of what you're going to call this beautiful, 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 beautiful boy.
Okay, I'm calling this beautiful boy Bingo, Bonanza, Bojingles, Bonangles, Balls... Bollocks, bananas.
You're just as bad as him.
Ah, I see what you were driving at there.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to know what sensible name you would call a child, but you've ruined the whole thing.
Oh, shit, no, so I thought I was being Jamie Oliver.
No, you're being you.
Ah, well, if it was me, I'd call him, oh, no, Jack.
Well, Jack's short for John, isn't it?
Could be.
Never understood that, personally.
No, I don't. It's like Peg. How do you get Peg out of Margaret?
Have we done this before?
No.
Right, well, I can tell
you. Good morning.
I can tell you the answer to that.
Go on, then.
Margaret.
Margaret, where's the P?
Meg.
Mapegret?
Margaret, Megan, Meggie, Meg, Peg, Peggy.
Right, you're still not explaining where you get the P from.
I'm afraid that's the best I can do.
You got Margaret, Madge, Badge, Badger, Badangus, Bad.
Oh, what with mothers? What with mothers? No. Yes? What with mothers? What with mothers? Yes, I will watch with mothers.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Are you ready for the last news story?
Oh, yes, sir. I was giving the whole part of this bit a German stroke Austria. Austria is the same as Germany, isn't it?
It borders it, I believe.
It's the same thing. I mean, if there's any Austrians out there, let's face it, you're Germans. So I was just giving this whole thing a German feel.
Right, and the reason being, news story number four is...
We are talking about His Holiness the Pope's recent visit to Great Britain. And, of course, His Holiness the Pope is from Germany. So, I mean, I don't know if you'd like to join me. The hills are alive with the sounds. Well, anyway, you get the general idea.
Yeah, now, why did he come to the UK?
Because there are 5 million Catholics in Great Britain, and he's not been here since 1982, so he thought he'd better make a return journey, just in case they decided to convert to, well, what other religions have you got? You got your Buddhists.
Yep, we've got a few of them.
You got your Hindus.
Yep, they make up quite a large proportion, yep.
You got your Muslims.
Got a few of those.
And you got your Protestants, which are they're Christians, but they don't go in for all the flim-flam of the Catholic Church, do they?
I don't believe they even go to church, to be honest.
Well, they don't, no. I mean, that's the beauty of Protestantism, is you don't actually have to do anything. You just have to sort of say on census forms, yeah, C of E, whatever, leave me alone. And right at the very end, as long as you get it in, right at the end, oh, shit, yeah, I believe in God, you know, and then kick the bucket, you're all right.
I think that's why most politicians are Protestants in this country.
I think it is, yeah. So those are your other elites. So the Pope probably was sat there where does he live? The Vatican.
You missed out the Sikhs.
Oh, yeah, you're Sikhs. Sorry, Sikhs. If there's any Sikhs out there, I do apologise. There's you lot as well. They could have converted to your business. So he sat there in the Vatican, which, as we all know, is in the Vatican. What?
You missed out the Jains.
The Jains? Who are the Jains?
They're those ones who, they're proper vegans, and they cover their mouths, so they don't even consume insects.
That's a hobby, that's self-indulgence, so we're not actually talking about that kind of nonsense.
You missed out the Jews.
The Jews, yes, if there are any Jews listening, of course I do apologise. I'm sorry about that.
Well,
they could have converted to you lot.
Why did the Jews take precedence over the Jains?
Because the Jews are a proper religion. They're a proper, one of the world's great monotheistic religions, whereas the Jains are a bunch of vegans who are just, let's face it, troublemakers from off of the 1970s who hug trees and have got something, they eat animals, blah, 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 blah.
I believe it's an ancient Asian religion, I believe.
Well, congratulations, enjoy your strange minority religion. That isn't included. I don't think people are going to... Britain's 5 million Catholics are not going to convert the Jainism, or whatever it's called. Sounds like something George Harrison would do.
Right, well, there's others as well. There's the Stoics.
Yeah, what is this? Is this just naming religion? The Stoics? Well, who next? The Lollards? The Huguenots?
They're just French, aren't they, the Huguenots?
Yeah, but I mean, you're sitting there going, you're just naming religions now, and religious sects. The Methodists, they could have joined them, I suppose. Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yep, there's them.
They don't believe in Christmas.
Well, you were the one that started listing them. I thought if you're going to list them, you've got to be inclusive and include everyone.
I don't have to be inclusive. All right, the pagans, they're another lot, aren't they?
No, they don't count.
Wallies. Oh, right, they don't count, apparently. They worship the oldest thing in the world, the Earth.
Well, their spokesperson? Their spokesperson is Pearl Lowe, and she doesn't mean anything.
Oh, right, well, fair news. Well, anyway, let's just say we've covered all the religions. If there's any religion people out there who are unhappy that we've not covered their religion, we're very sorry. If you'd like to write into Swine's Head, Don't write to me, thanks very much. Write to Swine's Head, he'll deal with your religious complaints, because he knows all about the world's religions, apparently, allegedly. So anyway, there's a Pope sat in the Vatican. Yeah, can we get back to that now?
Yes.
Okay, and he's sat there going... Oh, we have not been to England since 1982. There is a danger that the Catholics over there will convert to... what was it again? Sikhs?
Satanists?
The Jews, the Satanists, the Hindus, the bad... Well, anyway, that's going around in a circle. He was worried, essentially... that they'd all go and convert. So he came over here, thought, we'll have a 3-day holiday in Britain.
My doorbell's going, hang on.
Well, all right, well, I can carry on my point. Starting in Scotland, he turned up over there. God knows why I picked Scotland of all bloody places. Personally, I'd have picked, I don't know, Weymouth. Somewhere lovely down south, the seaside. Everybody loves the seaside. You've got, you got the sea, so you've got Deal, that's in Kent, obviously. You've got Skegness, that's in Lincolnshire. You've got Blackpool, which is over there in Lancashire. You've got Torquay, where you've got all them surfing-type people. You've got Brighton, where you've got everybody's on the dole. You've got Wales. There's plenty of places, essentially, where the Pope could have gone. But no, instead of that, he goes and picks Edinburgh. So, obviously it was raining. He turned up, I don't like this rain. Because obviously he lives in Vatican. And are you there? I don't know what to do now. The hills are alive. With the sounds of the music, we songs have sung for 1,000 years. The hills fill my heart with the sounds of the music.
I'm very sorry about that.
Well, are you there?
What have you been doing in the meantime?
I've been recording, I've been filling in.
Alright, okay.
Let me guess, you've turned your thing off.
What thing?
Have you turned the recording off?
No, it's still going.
Oh, right, fair dues. Right, well, you might have put a bit of incidental music in there.
What were you doing?
I was just saying about how nice it was at the seaside.
Hello, I'm unpleasant African dictator Idi Amin. I'm just here to say, this is a Wash With Mothers new podcast. They're great. Now I'm off to eat somebody's hair. Goodbye!
I'm very sorry about that, listeners. Right, where were we, Napoleon?
Right, we were talking that the Pope has now got to Scotland. Do you see?
What's he gone there for?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you've got to go somewhere, I suppose. I suppose you start at the arse end and work your way upwards.
Do they have religion
up downwards,
there?
Or downwards. Eh, what?
Do they have religion up there?
They do, yeah. They have several religions up there. They have the Wee Frees.
The what?
The Wee Frees.
What?
Okay, the new. We are from the Wee Frees. Okay.
Well, what does it mean? Is that when you wee in the snow?
No, not weeing on cold shit. They're called the Wee Frees. Ask a Scotch person, he'll know what I'm talking about, and I'm not making it up.
Is it a secular, like a religion that is only Scottish?
I think the Wee Frees are, yeah. I can't exactly remember what they are. They could be Calvinists or something. Yeah, I've got a lot of Calvinism up in Scotland. Yeah, no, no, thou shalt not, all that sort of stuff.
Right, okay, what else they got?
Presbyterians, Episcopalians, the Church of Scotland, which is obviously the Church of England, but with Scotland replacing England. And then, of course, there is a large Catholic contingency, as is seen by the rivalry between Celtic and Rangers.
Obviously, yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a bit of bad blood there, you know, whatever. I'm not getting into religious problems. But yeah, there are Catholics up there, so obviously went up there, thought, oh, I shall give Catholicism... No, the Catholic people a go into Scotland, and then I shall move on to a proper place, i.e. England.
Right, so that's why Susan Boyle was singing him a tune.
That's right, yeah, she sang, what does she sing? The hills are alive, that, or something. No, she didn't, she sang the one off Les Miserables.
Again?
Yeah, what was that? I don't want to know who's cut off my head, something like that.
Yeah, right, she did that, and then he came to Birmingham, didn't he?
He went to Twickenham, I think, after that.
Oh, Twickers.
Or did he go to Birmingham? Anyway, he went around Britain. That's the main point. He came here, he said hello to all the Catholics. The Catholics were very pleased about it. However, there were a lot of people, especially on Twitter, that place where people have got nothing better to do, who were going on and on and on and on and on and on and on, and on about the Pope.
I thought that was out of order.
Yeah, did you? Why?
Well, they said they were protesting the Pope, but I thought, if you're in your 80s, I know you have to do your driving test again, but just general tests, it's not fair.
Protesting? Protesting, as in saying they don't like it. What? Down with this sort of thing, you know that.
Why don't they like him?
Well, because there's been a bit of scandal in the Catholic Church. I'm unhazy as to what it's all about.
Oh, what the Johnny thing? Yeah, well, I suppose that's the point.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be a comedy thing, so let's not get into that. But, you know, the whole point is you had a lot of protesting people. You had, I think you had, what was it, about 1.75 million people making the same PayPal joke?
PayPal.
I definitely think I read that 1.75 million times during the Pope's visit.
Well, I'm sure there are a few other jokes as well. I personally avoided every single aspect of the Pope's visit.
Did you? What? How did you manage that, seeing as they kept banging on about it all the time on the news?
Well, I think a better thing to do than to be a protester is to be a conscientious objector, because it means you can just put your feet up.
Oh, I see. So if this had been the war... Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd have been there, oh no, I'm not fighting Hitler. I'm not fighting the forces of darkness because I conscientiously object to violence, i.e. you're a coward.
No, that's nonsense. As you know, I would be one
you
of the
were
first.
Not there, you were not there fighting the Germans on D-Day, as we mentioned last time. You were pissing yourself, whereas I was doing all the work.
putting D-Day to one side because I don't want to embarrass you.
I remember Normandy.
I remember Normandy.
I remember Normandy, my friend.
Was that why you named your broken toe Norman, is it?
No, it isn't why I named my broken toe injuries. Norman. No, actually, my broken toe is named after a little dachshund.
Right, so anyway, if the Great War were to happen all over again...
The Great War, 1914 to 1918.
Either war...
Well, no, you said the Great War. The Second World War was never actually called the Great War because the Great War was the First World War. Do you see?
You didn't specify when you said if the war were to happen again.
Well, I meant the Second World War.
Well, fair enough. If the Second World
War... The war both me and you fought in.
...were to rear its ugly head again and Hitler were to take on our country, that would be a greater threat than an elderly man coming and talking shit. So, yes, obviously, I'd try and find some admin work in the back offices.
Yeah, exactly, because you're a coward.
No, it's important work.
You're a coward, admin. We didn't need administrators in World War II, or the Great War for that matter. We needed fighting men of action, not cowards like you.
If you don't...
Sitting in a back room, filling in paperwork.
If there's no administration department at the Ministry of Defence, right, munitions don't get sent out to the right places, 13-year-old boys are allowed to sign up, and all manner of bad things happen.
Lily-livered.
Absolutely not.
Lily-livered, yellow-bellied, bloody, lily-livered, yellow coward.
Yeah,
you should be put over John Wayne's knee and have your arse slapped.
Yeah, and there'd be you on the front line, would you, with your broken toe?
Yeah, bloody would. Yeah, with my broken
and
toe.
And your broken
and
bum.
And my arse hanging out, firing shots at the Germans. So have that, Fritz. Enjoy yourselves.
So, yes, that's the end. And apologies, listeners, for Napoleon veering wildly off topic again.
If Burt Reynolds was gastric gases coming from off of his stomach, coming upwards, he would be Burt Reynolds. You see what I did there?
Yeah, that was... Well, really, it's the way you tell them.
Well, not obviously, I was going to say not coming out as a fart, but a burp, but then that would have ruined the whole punchline. Which was obviously, because I would have already said the word burp, wouldn't I?
You could have used the word belch in the run-up.
So if Burt Reynolds was a belch, he'd be Burt Reynolds. Actually, that would have been better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of obvious, though, because belch is the only real alternative.
So you would have worked it out immediately, Simon. If I just said, right, OK, so we're in a pub, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, yeah.
Right, you just ordered one of your namby-pamby Cokes, because you're a girl.
Do
you see?
Yeah, I think that was a little bit below the belt, personally.
Well, fair enough. Well, I've ordered myself a manly pint of bitter. You've ordered yourself a Coca-Cola.
So it's delicious.
Fair enough. We're sat at the bar, yes?
I'm not sitting at the bar. I found myself a table.
All right, we're sitting at a table. Right, OK, you there, you're seated.
Yep.
Right, Swine's Head, my friend. If, get this, if Burt Reynolds was a belch, right, and you've immediately would have interrupted me with...
Burp.
But, yeah, there you go, see, so that would have been ruined. So, in fact, my convoluted and slightly rubbish version of the joke was actually better than your much more smaller version. I can't remember the word.
What do you call Smokey out of Smokey and the Bandit with... what do you call the Bandit out of Smokey and the Bandit with Windy Pops?
Yeah, it wouldn't be Smokey, would it?
No, it'd be the Bandit.
Yeah, the Smokey was the other one, the fat one.
You've ruined my feeder line there.
Right, so, well, do you want to say it again? I mean, are we still in the pub?
Yeah, we're still there, yeah.
Right, hang on, let me just have a bit of me bitter. Right, go on.
Right, Napoleon, my friend, my good
yes?
friend.
Yes, is this the Smokey and the Bandit thing you wanted to talk to me about? Is it? Are you there?
Yes, it is. It's that very matter, the very reason I summoned you to this pub this evening.
Well, I've been a bit worried, I have to say, but I've prepared myself mentally. Go ahead.
Napoleon.
Yes.
If the Bandit off of Smokey and the Bandit were to develop Windy Pops, what would he be?
I have absolutely no idea.
Burp Reynolds.
I see what you did there.
And that's the end of the podcast.
That's lovely. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Watch with mothers. Watch with mothers.
Oh,